Today, I want to be sharing with you about being a member of a business mastermind, being able to network and hobnob with really successful multimillionaires. Why I spend quite a bit of money to get into these rooms, what I get out of it, what I learn from it, and whether or not you should be in these masterminds as well. All this and more on this episode of Bootstrap MD.
Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
You've built a career helping others. Now it's about building something lasting for yourself and your family. Lightstone Direct connects you to private real estate investments designated to create lasting wealth. You've earned access. Take your seat at the table at lightstonedirect.com. All investments involve risk. Please visit lightstonedirect.com for a full list of disclosures.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD. This is the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. My name is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. I've been a physician for 25 plus years, getting on there. I've been a entrepreneur for that long, was able to leave corporate medicine several years ago, starting my own business, went back into medicine about 10 plus years ago. And now I run a chain of med spas and weight loss clinics here in the Southern California area. And today I want to discuss my experiences of being in masterminds. Generally, it's a place where business owners, entrepreneurs from different walks of life, different industries come together and share their experiences. And it's through that shared wisdom and networking that they're able to grow not only their own businesses, but they also help grow themselves in terms of personal development and sharing resources. And over the last several years, I've been involved in masterminds. I've put on masterminds my own. I worked in masterminds. And pretty routinely over the last several years, I set aside income to invest in going into these masterminds. And just get to be able to meet people that I probably wouldn't necessarily meet with. I just want to share with you my experiences of going there. We have the ability to just kind of talk about what's going on in business, any problems that we're having, venting on things, learning the latest strategies and technology, and many of which I pretty much share with you guys on this podcast as well, which I can. Now, today I want to talk about why particularly do I spend this money to get in there. I think it's important that you always have continuing education. As physicians, we know that, right? We pay for CME, but it's always important that you continue to grow yourselves, grow your business, and learn about things from other people's industries and then apply that to your own. When I'm looking for a mastermind is I'm looking to be with people who are the real deal. Now, in this particular mastermind, you need to make at least $1 million in your business. And that initially there is some type of vetting in there. Being in, going to business conferences, I can tell you there's a lot of pretenders who pretend that they're in business. I don't think they're doing it maliciously, but you know, it's hard when you know that you've got a lot of opportunities, a lot of networking, and you need to kind of have some type of vetting to determine like who's the real deal or not. And I've unfortunately been experienced where I thought someone represented themselves. They seemed very true. And then I found out that it was just smoke and mirrors. So I tend to look for masterminds that have some type of vetting process. I also tend to look for masterminds where I'm particularly interested in that particular topic. So the ones that I'm in is primarily it is online businesses. But there are a few like myself that have brick and mortar businesses as well. And I actually find that an even greater advantage because some of the strategies that I learned in the online marketing space, I could then apply into my business. And I know for the most part, many of my competitors are not as savvy, for lack of a better term. And I feel like I'm getting like the cutting edge information by going and attending these meetings. And obviously the third thing is you want to make sure that the person who's running the mastermind or mentoring you is genuine, like they genuinely want to do it. And I mentioned my mentor, Perry Beltran. I've known him for nearly 20 years as a colleague and friend, and his heart is in the right place, as well as his faculty members. And that's not often the case. And I'm not going to name names, but I've been in masterminds where I could tell it's primarily the relationship is primarily transactional. They're there because they want your money. And not that there's anything wrong with it, as long as I'm getting good information. But, you know, as long as you realize that's what you're getting. And I feel like with mine, if I needed to, I could just pick up the phone and call them if I had some issues. And that's not necessarily true for other types of business networking groups that I've attended. So those are kind of the reasons why I like to be in mastermind. My joke is you want to be the dumbest person in the room in terms of that, because you want to be able to have people who have higher success levels. I mentioned if I'm in the seven figures, I want to meet people who are in the eight and nine figures. We had one in our last group who his business is worth $150 million. He makes $500 million in revenue for his business. And I'll kind of share with you what I've learned about that. So it just puts you in a different area. You want to be in those rooms because that's where business is done. It's with connections and networking. And I've been able to secure some strong relationships. So today I want to give you five takeaways, what I've learned being in millionaire masterminds and hanging around some pretty successful people and the common traits that I see with each of the members. So the first trait that I see is that many of these entrepreneurs execute quickly and they don't do it themselves. They're really great at being the visionary. And I've learned that you need to have a successful business, you need to be an entrepreneur and you need to be able to anticipate changes in the market. I've always said that if everybody zigs in a particular industry, you zag. So right now, when I see that we're in recession, that's usually the time where you want to become more fearless and have, when the market is fearful, you need to go the opposite direction. And members in our group, generally, first off, they anticipate changes in the market. They tend to be fearless and go in opposite directions that everybody else did. When everybody else is holding their money, they're willing to spend and grow. The other thing is the entrepreneur themselves is generally the visionary. So they see what needs to be done and they execute quickly. And generally, it's through an operator. So if you're the CEO, you need to have a COO, so then who can take your vision and they operate. And that's what I've seen. I mean, we've seen where there was one particular member who was in the room and that night had his team implementing things in the room and actually told us the next day what he's implementing, what from what he had learned that morning. I mean, that's called executing quickly. And I've seen, as physicians, obviously we go through higher education. We've had colleges and going through college and medical school on there. And some of my mentors haven't graduated colleges. A few of them haven't even graduated high school. And that's kind of that mentality is that let's just execute it and go. Now, sometimes that can get you into trouble. That's why a lot of us also have a good legal foundation to make sure we're doing things correctly. But what I've seen is that they are able to execute when they find out something's working in another industry. They're willing to execute quickly and implement that to help dominate their competition. The second trait that I see in the millionaire mastermind members is they tend to be in big markets. Now, not necessarily, we all know the importance of the niches or in the riches, and that's great. And I still believe that. And to get initial penetration into market, they generally start going into their niche. Now, For example, some of you who are listening may be coaches, and maybe you coach a particular segment of physicians, perhaps women physicians, or a particular specialty. These folks then realize that there's a bigger picture, and then once they do well in a particular niche, they're then able to say, well, what other areas can we go into? Maybe we should go after female dentists or female professionals with high net worths. They're able to go into bigger markets. So, I mean, some of the examples of industries that we see are human resources, roofing, service industries, plumbing. These aren't the most exciting businesses, but that's often what's even more exciting is, let's say, we could talk about, let's say, artificial intelligence in the online marketing space. They're then taking that and then they're employing in these big markets, real estate, commercial real estate, and then dominate and do so based upon the first thing I said is that they execute quickly. So many of them are in bigger markets. Number three is they're just persistent. And when obstacles are put in their way, they're able to shake it off. I had one who's talking to me about an issue that came out with his business where they found that someone important was siphoning money from them, like $200,000. It's a pretty big deal, would put many of us in a depression and feel we're being betrayed. And it seems like they're able to shake it off. Now, perhaps that's they're masking it and probably there's something that's going inside. For the most part, they're able to brush off setbacks quickly. And that's kind of the things that I've tried to do when obstacles are put away and then say, okay, there's a solution to this somewhere. Somebody has figured this out. What do I need to do to get me the fastest way to figuring out a solution? So another trait that they have is they're able to shake off these obstacles, objections quickly and focus more on being solution oriented than just think about it, go crazy. I've been there. Where we're just racking our brains and it prevents us from being productive. They're often able to put this onto a legal team, put this hiring or outsourcing or just connecting with other folks who have gone through similar issues and find out what they've done to provide those, to find out the solution.
Running an independent practice has never been harder, especially with rising health insurance costs. That's why a physician created Rise Health, premium health insurance built exclusively for independent doctors, their employees, and their families with cost savings. Take control of your practice and protect the people who matter most. Get your quote today at risehealth.com. That's R-Y-Z-E health.com. And stay connected. Follow at rise.health on Instagram and also find them on LinkedIn at Rise Health.
Number four, and this one was surprising to me, when it comes to their finances, very alert at counting every penny, that they're very astute. And that's something that I had to learn the hard way is, for example, we have this one very successful entrepreneur. He has an agency that makes $500 million a year, but he says that he checks his profit and loss statements daily there. He's counting every penny. He says hiring employees is often the most expensive part in your business is how can they bring revenue into my business? Asking, is it just, are you hiring just so you can alleviate the workload from another employee? So they're looking at the numbers on a regular basis, if not daily basis. Some of us just maybe look at it a year. If we're lucky, we look at it every quarter. These ones are looking at their bottom line. They're able to identify if there's maybe some shenanigans going on in their business. That can be difficult if you're the CEO and visionary. And that's where we've seen issues where people might be stealing from you. It's happened to me. It's happened to other businesses. And it's important that you look into it. And for him, it involves looking at a profit and loss statement, having good accountants and bookkeepers, always looking to see what you can do to minimize your expenses, but of course, maintain the same quality in your business. So for that, whether it be offshore, having virtual assistants, having labor that's more inexpensive overseas, looking at different vendors and seeing what you can do to reduce your expenses in what you're paying. And that often involves, and negotiation. They also tend to be incredible negotiators at finding deals and that. And they're always looking looking at, here's my expenses. What can I do to improve my profitability? And then the fifth takeaway is they're incredible networkers, getting to know titans in the industry. And that's, again, it's being in the room that allows you to separate the wheat from the chaff, to find out who are the people that are the real deal, sharing resources, like who's the most amazing at Facebook ads, who's incredible hiring for virtual assistants, and sharing the strategy that they did that. What's the latest techniques on TikTok and Instagram that can improve our social media? So we're always sharing things. In our particular group, we have a Slack channel where we're sharing ideas. We meet weekly on a Zoom call where we have the opportunity to sit on the hot seat and get tough love from my mentors, my business mentors. And once they are able to network, they're able to leverage from the resources and then the people they know to help skyrocket their own businesses. So in a nutshell, those are the five traits that I see with millionaire entrepreneurs by being in these masterminds. Number one, they execute quickly. Number two, they generally tend to be in bigger markets, end up being in bigger markets. They may start out as niche and then going into bigger markets. Number three, they're able to brush off setbacks quickly. Number four, they're counting every penny and always looking to reduce their expenses. And number five, they are expert at networking and leveraging what they have. So if you are wanting to grow your business exponentially and being around like-minded people, then I encourage you to join a mastermind and they can really help you as well. That's it today. As always, guys, you know, we're going to have ups and downs in our business. By getting shortcuts such as joining masterminds can often put us in the right direction and keep moving us forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.